Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
55 seconds to go in the power play. Left wing boards pass on top. They score! It's Kulik! It's a perfect pass to Rusek. One-timer low inside the back post, and the Amherst take the lead.
Turned out to be the game-winning goal Friday night as the Amherst even their series in the North Division Finals with Laval. And we're always excited to have head coach Mike Leone join us here in the sports bar to recap what was an exciting Friday night in the Flower City. The barn was electric, and we know that coming up here tomorrow night and Friday night, north of the border there, coach, you're going to have a lot on your hands with this series now in Laval. But let's go back to Friday night and start there, because I know you've got a lot to say about your team's performance and how they ended up coming out on top with the 5-3 win.
Yeah, I was really proud of the guys. To be honest, I was really confident in the group. I know we lost game one, but it could have went either way. And if you look at the game as a whole, it's probably the best game we've played all season, given the opponent, given the environment. And I just thought we really played with a lot of pace, I just really liked our game. I mean, from start to finish, I knew when they had the lead, we were carrying the play. I think the shots were, ended up being like 38 to 17 or 18. And I thought the game that we needed to play, we executed, and really proud of the guys.
Yeah, what does it say about your team's mental toughness, though, where, hey, that first period, you clearly dominated them, but you look up the scoreboard, it's only 1-0, you fall behind a couple times, but you found a way every time your team bounced back and they plowed through it, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes in hockey, it's more about how your team's playing the process, and I thought our process was really good. The things we wanted to be good at, I thought we exited the zone really good. I thought we played with a lot of pace. I thought we really put them on their heels. And I think what I thought the areas where we needed to be good at, I thought we did a really good job of that. I think if you just look at the possession time and zone, I think we doubled them. And it was just a game. It was good to see from our group, and I thought we saw bits and pieces of it in game one. And it's really, I think the guys believe in a group. It's to beat that team, obviously, with the record, where they ended up at the at the end of the year, they won the league. But I think internally we know we're right there, and we know if we play a certain game, it's hard to play against us. And that's the game we got to play on tomorrow night.
Feels like the Amherst maybe applied a little bit of pressure here on Laval, the game within the game. I mean, clearly they're going to have to fine-tune some adjustments to match what you guys did offensively against them in game two. And then furthermore, Coach, and I know that this is out of your control, so you're going to play whoever they put between the pipes, but you have two goaltenders there, one who's had success against the Amherst in one game one, another who's had success in the postseason but lost game one. What are your thoughts here as far as your ability to adjust to whatever adjustments they might throw at you in game three?
Yeah, I think anytime you get to this time of the year, like, everybody has a way that they play that is successful for their team. So, whether it's the NHL team, Carolina has a style that they play. You're worried about your opponent, but you're more focused on the things that you need to be really good at. Like, our non-negotiables, the things that make us a really good hockey team, it's focusing on those things. Like, if we spend too much time worrying about, what they're going to do or the adjustments or who's playing goalie, I think you don't start the game on the right foot. It's more about us and how we need to play to be successful. And I think, like I said, there was times in game one we did some really good things. And then in game two, I thought we played a really good team game, which we have all year. The guys have always responded, and I think it's just focusing on those things that make us a really good team and continuing to do those things. I mean, if you look at the two games, we scored 9 goals against a team that is probably the best defending team in the league. So there's a lot of positives and belief that come out of that.
You know, it's a road game for your team, but it's not really a road game for Devin Levi. He grew up 25 minutes from Laval. He's certainly familiar. He knows the atmosphere. He's played well up there. So, Coach, tell us about Devin Levi here, his game so far, and, you know, why you think this will be kind of like a home game for him in a way.
Yeah, I think there's probably parts of Devin games where he – you know, the first two games looking back on it where he could be better. I know he's going to be better. He's been really good in this building. And, you know, you got to have your goalie be really good at this time of the year if you want to win games, and we want to win the series. So, you know, I think, too, it's what we're giving up, I think, is really important as well. Like, you look at last game, they had 5 scoring chances when we break down the game after the game of how many chances we're giving up, and anytime we're at a certain number in our process, if we're defending really well, we feel like we have a chance to win the hockey game. But, Dev, you need your goalie to be really good at this time of the year, and I expect them to be good tomorrow night.
We also saw a contrast from game one to game two in the Amerks penalty kill, giving up 2 goals game one and shutting them out in game two. What was so much better about the Amerks penalty kill on Friday night that they weren't able to complete on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think it's just the execution. I think, you know, we missed a couple of assignments. I think if you look at really when you watch the kills back, we missed 2 assignments that, you know, we've been a really good kill. I mean, I think we finished the season at 86%. We were top 3 of the league. We just missed a few assignments. Like, we did a lot of really good things game one, but we missed execution on 2 of the plays, and I thought we did a great job that kill in the third period, and then we ended up getting a power play. And, you know, guys really did a good job entries. We really kept things to the outside. We didn't allow – there's certain shots that you can give up, but there's certain shots to players on that team that you can't give them up, and I thought we did a good job of – if the shots we gave up, there were, we call them like predictable shots for a goalie to save where you know it's coming from. So guys did a really good job. You know, the 2 game in playoffs, like every game we've won special teams, we found a way to win. And, you know, special teams is a huge part. Obviously the power play scored at the end. So I'm going to have to have a high level of execution, especially going into tomorrow night.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, I remember asking you this question back in February, but now it's a postseason. Like, what is this environment like that you're going to be heading into tomorrow night, Coach?
I mean, it's probably it's like playing in Montreal, to be honest with you. It's you know, it's really 15,000. They sell out almost every game. It's a hostile environment. But I think you just got to look at your team of, you know, we think we finished the season 2nd in the league in road wins. We're comfortable playing in that environment. There's a togetherness that you have to play with. You got to, you know, when you talk about playing with poise and composure, you're going to need it. It's just the type of group that we have. Like, we're comfortable playing in those environments. You know, I know the crowd's into it and everything, but if you stick together and you just – focus. It's basically you and your staff against 15,000 people and their players. So it's just, there's a connectiveness that you have to play with. And, guys are comfortable. I mean, when you have success on the road in the season, you know, we've played four times there. We've won twice. We've won a lot on the road. So it's, yes, it's going to be hectic in the environment, but we're confident playing in those situations.
Coach, talk a little bit about the tear that Kel Clegg has been on this postseason, because I feel like what we're seeing out of your blue liner is kind of unprecedented in terms of performance here for the Amerks from the defensemen, you know, and it seems like it's just a switch that turned on with the opportunity to play in the postseason.
Yeah, he's been great, Clegger. You know, if you would have told me that he'd have 9 points and lead in our team start after four games, I would have said you're crazy. But Clegger's been really good for us. You know, he was a top 10 in the league in scoring for a defenseman. He just got hot at the right time. He's getting his shots through. It's probably the best he's been away from the puck. And then he's executing at a really high level on the power play. And, you know, confidence is a crazy thing. Like, he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's being really smart with the puck. All of his offense is coming from, you know, execution. There's not a lot of risk in his game. And anytime you want to advance in the playoffs, you're going to need contributions from secondary scoring from your defensemen and the depth of your forward lineup. And Clegger's been great for us.
Coach, how did the morning skate go? And are there any injury concerns heading into tomorrow night?
No, skate was good. No concerns. Roos will be good to go.
Great. And what about the play of – we started the conversation with the highlight of Jurek Kulik in the game-winning goal on the power play from Friday night. And we had Marty Baron earlier with the soundbite talking about how he wants to see Kulik shoot the puck more. I mean, when you have a player like Kulik, is that something that is being coached to him, or is he just an instinctual player that just knows, puck's on my stick, I'm going to the net with this?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a guy with a shot like that, we're a high-volume shooting team. I think he leads the American League in shot attempts in the playoffs. I think in game, there's been games where he's had – I think it's also smart, when you have a shooter like that of there's sometimes in 2-1 rushes where you're on a 1-on-3 where – you know, instead of shooting the puck, it's time to set up ozone and get our ozone offense. So I think it's being smart about it, but anytime he has the puck in a shooting position, you're going to want him to shoot. It's more of a mentality with the group. I think when you look at, we're a high-volume shooting team, maybe not as much in game one, but I think we finish in the top three of the league in shots for and shots against. So it's part of our DNA and our identity. It creates a lot of chaos. And I think you saw that in, especially in game two. So I know when we're out shooting teams and we have the puck and we're, possessing the puck, I know it's part of our DNA and how we need to play. And, I think with him, it's just, you want to, anytime he has a shot, shoot the puck in the scoring position, you know, it's a deadly weapon for us.
Coach, you got some extra time up there. How are you and the guys are managing this tonight, going the extra day here?
Last night we had a good team dinner. Today early, we practiced. They got a concert tonight, so we practiced probably a little earlier than usual. We're on the ice at 9:15, and then, some guys, if they want to go to Montreal for the day or walk around, and then we're actually going to have a staff dinner tonight, and kind of let everyone do their own thing and then just be ready to go tomorrow.
Absolutely love it. Love the outcome Friday night. One of the best games that we've seen all season long from your squad, Coach. Keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week and hopefully talking about the future, right? We want more. We want more. We don't want Friday night to be the last home game of the season, and I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, same. We're excited about the opportunity.
Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. See ya.
There's head coach Mike Leone.
Yeah, Mike Leone, Rochester American, stopping by the sports bar.
Concert tonight at Place Bell, Cypress Hill. That's a team outing, right?
Is it a team outing, or is it going to smell like a medical emergency?
Wait, no, guys, you can't go there.
Yeah.
No.
Do they do testing at the AHL level? Cypress
May
Hill.
May 20th, 7 o'clock. That's why we're not playing tonight, because they booked Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You go to... Name me a better food town in North America than Montreal. Go.
I can't judge because I've never been.
Take Sandy up there. Number one, your dollar goes further.
Gino, I'm embarrassed to say that for my birthday, I was gifted...
what happened
the
to
the Nordic Spa. There's like the world's largest spa is just outside of Montreal, and we haven't booked it yet.
Okay, first of all, you told me about it, and I looked it up. It's outside of Ottawa, which is not exactly Montreal.
Oh, it's north of the border. That's all I know. Okay. It's a short drive to whatever I want to do.
Go!
I know.
Go!
I know. I've got this giant albatross around my on my shoulder called Gene Battaglia. I can't match his level of work. I can't take that much time,
especially if
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks next month.
Okay, if somebody gifted me that spa, what work? I'm going.
I was ready to go in the winter. My wife was like, I don't want to go when it's cold. I'm like, okay. So at some point, yeah, before it gets cold, we will make the trip north of the border. And you're right, it's not Montreal. I'm confused. I'm thinking of Ottawa, which is where it's right outside of this Nordic spa.
Ottawa's underrated too.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's like bed and breakfasts and stuff all around there. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But to answer your question, I would love to go, and I probably will at some point. But as far as the food goes, man, that's tough. I mean, I've had some amazing meals in some great U.S. cities.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, New Orleans.
See, I've never been to New Orleans.
New York, so like, Chicago. I mean, like, there's no shortage of good restaurants. I got to watch The Bear. Maybe when we take a break here, I'll sneak in The Bear trailer for season three.
Yeah, Bear trailer's 2 minutes.
Season three, part two, right? It's the second half of season three.
Honestly, I don't know what they're calling it.
Yeah, but. Okay. Appreciate Mike Leone stopping by in the sports bar. We have some breaking news in the NFL that we'll get to next. A couple of other notes as the NFL spring owners meetings are happening in Minneapolis right now. We'll get to that. We have happy hour coming up in a few as well here on the sports bar.
You're listening to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.